Feeling good, you know, the same way I've been feeling, you know, the past few months. It just, the ball was falling, and now I've been hitting the different direction than what I used to. Just hit right at guys, and they were making nice plays, but, you know, things got, the thing had changed around for a little bit.
When things weren't going so well and the ball wasn't dropping, were you making any adjustments? Were you looking at potentially changing things at the plate?
Well, I mean, there's nothing that I can change because I've been hitting the ball hard, and all you can do is just, you know, every time I go to the plate, I just try to make good contact with the ball, and then that's it. Nothing else you can do. So, I mean, I just trying to stay focused and positive, and as long as I get those hard ball out, that's good because it's a message that you're swinging good.
So does it feel good then that the ball is falling and you're getting those results now?
Well, I mean, it's feeling good because I've been helping the team to, you know, to win games, and that's all that matters for me. It's all about winning, not about my results or what I'm going to do.
You talked about you've been hit on the hand a couple times and earlier in the season,
three
and that
times.
Can have an effect. Three times. So besides physically, can that have an effect on you mentally?
I don't want to say mentally, but, I mean, it's hard when you can just, you know, you have those situations when you're getting hot and then you get hit in the hands. You're good and then you start getting hot again and then you hit in the hands. I mean, it's kind of like you always wonder what's going on this year because now you get hit three times in the hands. And, well, like I said, I mean, now look back to those things and just, you know, focus and keep moving forward.
A lot of the guys, Conforto and McNeil, have talked about you always being positive, that influence in the clubhouse. When you hear stuff like that, how does that make you feel being one of the veterans and being that positive guy?
Well, I mean, it makes you feel good as a player because all you want, you know, for me, every time I work in the clubhouse, no matter if I hit 40 home runs and 100 RBI, and I'll be a good teammate. Because at the end of the day, it's a result that you're having here in the clubhouse as a team, as a group, and the chemistry. Because, I mean, you know, that's why you see this team. We're not playing the way we're supposed to, but we'll keep, keep that chemistry. We'll stay together, and then we're positive. We're on the same road. We'll go out there and win a game.
That being said, coming off a road series win in Miami, how do you guys carry that over here against a good team in Minnesota?
Well, you just got to go game by game. You know, you can think about tomorrow when you got to play today. So you go game by game and just trying to win series.
You have, I don't know if you know, you have very good numbers here in this stadium. Is that something that you pay attention to?
I didn't know that.
About 400 batting average, 23 RBIs in 28 games, I believe it is. So that's a surprise?
Well, I don't want to say surprise, but that's something that I would never keep up. And, you know, like I said, for me, just go out and, you know, have a team to win games. And not my result, but it doesn't matter if you're doing good. And at the end of the day, you have to pack your bag and go home when everybody else is playing.
Michael Pineda, you have good numbers against Pineda. Did you know that though, right?
That I know that I faced him what the past. I faced him the last 2-3 years, and you know, you go to a hitter's meeting and you get to see that. But that's already in the past. So today's in the day, you just gotta go out there and, you know, just go out and do my job.
So your eyes don't get wide. You don't get a little more excited when someone that you've had success against is the pitcher for tonight?
Well, honestly, no, because like I said, I mean, even if you have or don't have success, that's in the past. You know, today's a different day, and you just got to go out with that energy that we have, I mean, you know, the whole year. Go out there and win a game, compete and get everything we got.
Robbie Cano, thank you. Have a good one tonight.
You're welcome. Thank you.